بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم تسيزة شعر بعرف الله عزتي اختصت مهنا شاحكي محمد اختصت نور الله مرقده تتايت الإيس مرشد سيد الخاص دعاء ساقيا جامع الفت في لادي ساقيا جامع الفت في لادي میری اصلاح کی بھی دعا دے میری اصلاح کی بھی دعا دے میرے مولا سے مجھ کو ملا دے میرے مولا سے مجھ کو ملا دے اور گناہوں کو مجھ سے چھڑا دے اور گناہوں کو مجھ سے چھڑا دے مجھ کو نفرت ہو ہر معصیت سے مجھ کو نفرت ہو ہر معصیت سے روح کو میری ایسی دوا دے روح کو میری ایسی دوا دے ہو تقاضا اگر معصیت کا ہو تقاضا اگر معصیت کا ہو نا مغلوب ہمت خدا دے ہو نا مغلوب ہمت خدا دے اپنی آئے سحر میں یہ کہنا اپنی آئے سحر میں یہ کہنا اے خدا اپنی کامل رضا دے اے خدا اپنی کامل رضا دے چین کی نیند مجھ کو سلا دے چین کی نیند مجھ کو سلا دے خواب غفلت سے مجھ کو جگا دے خواب غفلت سے مجھ کو جگا دے جذب سے مجھ کو اے میرے مالک جذب سے مجھ کو اے میرے مالک اہل تقوی کرم سے بنا دے اہل تقوی کرم سے بنا دے اپنے اختر کو رسوا نہ کرنا اپنے اختر کو رسوا نہ کرنا اس کے عیبوں کو یا رب چھپا دے اس کے عیبوں کو یا رب چھپا دے ساقيا جامع الفتى بلادي، ساقيا جامع الفتى بلادي، ميري صلاح كي بجوادي.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. This beautiful dua of our honorable illustrious Zala Sheikh Ari Billah Rumi Waqta Blazi Zamana, Hazrat is teaching us the etiquettes of attending the majalis, and in order to benefit from our Sheikh and the Mashaykh, how we should come to the majalis, with what intention, and what we should be requesting from our Mashaykh, and what we should be taking from there. So Hazrat is teaching us that the most important thing is together that we come with the intention of our Islah, we should be requesting du'as also, which we see Allah Ta'ala teaches us in the Qur'an Kareem. Most important thing first is du'a, اِهْدِنَ الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. Then Allah Ta'ala teaches us, now follow the road, صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ. So Hazrat is teaching us here also, that how we should request du'as from our Shaykh, and we beg our Shaykh and we beg our Mashaykh to make du'a for us. And when we come here, what do we want here? Saqiya jami ulfat pilade, meri islah ki bhi dua de. That saqiya, one who distributes the wine in the tavern. And like people in the tavern are lost in this world, and they don't know whether they're coming or going. But this is the tavern of Allah Rabbul Izzat, where we get the wine of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we'll really get the taste of it in Jannat when Allah ta'ala himself will grant us that beautiful drink of the love of Allah. So Hazrat is saying that give us a full goblet of the love of Allah. That we come here to learn the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And together with learning the love of Allah ta'ala, what that we should be begging and asking our Shaykh, Meri islah ki bhi dua de. That make dua for me that Allah makes my islah also. And this is what Hazrat teaches us all the time, that this should be our real fikr. Today we are asking du'as also, but if we see generally more we are asking du'as for our dunya things. Somebody is sick, or I need this business, or I need that. No problem, you ask for those du'as also. But more important, our concern should be our islah, our akhirat. That how can we get connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should be requesting du'as from our shaykh and the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what is this islah all about? That mere maula se mujhko mila de, aur gunaho ko mujhse chura de. That Hazrat, that join me to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Teach me how to get connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how to get connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most important thing that we learn here also, gunaho ko mujhse chura de. That let me, give me that life. And give me that medicine that you leave me aside from gunas. That I don't even think about getting attracted towards the disobedience of Allah. And without with gunas in our life, Hazrat says, you can be dreaming that you can become a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To become the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most important thing is to stay away from the unhappiness of Allah. And the unhappiness of Allah is when you disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, O Hazrat, as we all say that we want to leave the sin, so we beg here that let me just give me that courage and that advice that I just leave sin. And the advices are given and the method is given, but myself, all of us, we should be taking it. We get the medicine and we just put it in a showcase, it doesn't help. We have to take that medicine and make an intention every morning also. That, oh Allah, I promise that I will obey all your commands and stay away from all those things that you have prohibited me. And not just stay away, Allahu Akbar, in such a way that let me leave sin, that mujhko nafrat ho har maasiyat se, rooh ko meri aisi dawa de. Give me such a strong medicine that not just that I leave sin, that I have hatred for sins also. And now you'll be taunting yourself that how could I be involved in these first terrible, dirty, filthy actions like watching sports and want to know about all the politics of this world. unnecessary things and worse, even haram. Let me hate it now. Not that I regret or now that I came majlis, I can't do those sins. No, one is you become happy and you hate it. Even when the thought comes to you, you hate yourself. How could I be living such a life? And Hazrat, give me such a medicine that ho taqaza agar maasiyat ka, hu na mahloob himmat khuda de. That we are not angels, that the desire is not going to come. Desire is going to come. But that desire is the fuel to become closer and closer to Allah. And there's no end to getting closer and closer to Allah. So Hazrat says that if there's any demand or any time the attraction of sun comes to me, that oh Allah, oh our Shaykh, make dua for me that I don't become overpowered by that demand. And I don't become overpowered by those attractions, etc. So one is stay away from the wrong company. Then we will be saved to the greatest degree. But even what that shaitan won't leave any one of us. So if that desire of any type of, and shaitan according to a person, as Hazrat teaches us, that's the type of sins he'll do, which we won't even realize. A person who is an alim, a sheikh, he won't tell you go to see movies. He will bring the pride in our heart. And he will bring show. So when these conditions come, then make dua for me that Allah gives me that courage. And from here we learn, in order to stay away from sin, what is the ta'weez? Use our courage. Allah gave us the courage, so we must use our courage. And every person, as Hazrat says, even a person who says, I'm just overtaken with my drug. It's not you overtaken, you're not using your courage. You are immature. You're not using the courage Allah Ta'ala has given you. And now, how you got courage to take that? Use the same courage not to take it. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that this is what we come and learn. And then together, we beg our Shaykh also at the time of tahajjud. And we ourselves make dua that we get up at that time. And what you should be really asking at that time. Apni aahe sahar mein yeh kehna, ey khuda apni kamil raza de. And what is this part all about? That now you enjoy getting up muddle in the muddle part of the morning. And at time of sehri, you take out deep sighs of regret. That, oh, oh Allah, how did I waste my life? How did I pass my life disconnected to you? Yet you did not forget me. Yet you gave me my food, my drink, and you covered my faults also. Now Allah, please grant me your complete, perfect happiness. Kamil Riza. This is what we all come here to learn. And this is what we have to be begging for. Waridwanum min Allahi Akbar. The greatest thing is the complete, perfect happiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a person then begs, Ya Allah, when you're extremely happy with me, at that time send Malakul Maut to take my soul. That is the time, wherever we are, that is, you can be in Medina Sharif, but you don't have the happiness of Allah, then it's of no avail. But you can be anywhere else in the world, and you got the perfect happiness of Allah, and the happiness of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, your body will be transferred. So Allah, give us, grant us all that out of this Mubarak Majlis of our Shaykh. In the du'as of our Shaykh, then Hazrat explains, that chain ki neen mujhko sula de, khabe ghaflat se mujhko jaga de. That Hazrat is explaining the same thing here. One is daily, we want sleep. How will you get that sleep? That stay away from all the haram. Stay away from all this unmindful state of yours. Go to bed, not with the cell phone. Go to bed reading the du'as. And making the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you'll get a peaceful sleep. You won't know whether your head touched the pillow first or your eyes closed first. But that is when you come out of this unmindful state of yours. And this unmindful state of ours is the cell phone, the cell phone. That we get up with it, we sleep with it. So Allah save us. And more important, when we really want that peaceful sleep, when Malakul Maut comes. That now your soul will be extremely happy. And now you'll get what a sleep. Namka naumatil arus. Malaika will be telling you, Allah is saying, sleep like how a bride sleeps on the first night. So Allah grant us all what is kindness and mercy through the barakat of this majlis and the du'as of our Shaykh. But myself first, we have to take the medicine. The medicine is given to us. Allah give me tawfiq, all of us, that we take the medicine. And more important than that, our own effort is very weak, very useless. So one thing that Allah has kept such a door open, that we beg Allah, جذب سے مجھ کو اے میرے مالک اہل تقوی کرم سے بنا دے. یہ تو اللہ آئی ایم ٹو ویک, یو جسٹ پل می لائک اے میگنٹ, میک جذب آف می. اینڈ اللہ ہیز شون مینی مینی پیپل دیٹ ور فار آف لائن, ور ان دا رانگ, ان دا گٹرز, ہاؤ اللہ جسٹ پل دیم, دے بیکیم دا گریٹسٹ ولیز آف دیٹ ٹائم اینڈ دے گائیڈ ادرز. So we beg Allah Ta'ala through the barakat of this masjid and our du'as of our shaykh that oh Allah make us just and eh mere malik, oh Allah you own me, I am your slave, so please pull me out of this terrible lifestyle of mine and out of your extreme kindness, karam se, which shows that nobody can become a muttaqi on his own. We have to be begging Allah out of your kindness, please count me among those people that are your lovers. Those people who have got taqwa all the time worried, I must not disobey Allah Ta'ala. Is Allah happy with me all the time? And then finally Hazrat teaches us, apne akhtar ko ruswa na karna. This path is such that never ever a person feels contented that no, I'm okay now. I am a wali of Allah. I have requested du'as and I'm making zikr. No, it's not, we should know. It's not even worth being accepted in the court of Allah. But Allah is Kareem, Allah is very kind. We have hope in the mercy of Allah. But more important, the sign that you are treading towards Allah Ta'ala is you worried of the real moment when you're in the court of Allah. On the day of Qiyamah, when reality will open up, at that time we beg Allah. And this is our Mashayikh teaches us. And this was the trend of the Anbiya alayhi salatu was salam. That oh Allah, Hazrat is taking his own name, but it's actually for me and all of us. That oh Akhtar, Ya Allah, don't disgrace me on the day of Qiyamah. And you cover my faults, oh my beloved Rabb, my creator, my sustainer. And Hazrat teaches us, this is one of the du'as you make when you get up in the morning. Ya Allah, you Sattarul Uyub, you have covered my faults. Nobody knows what I was thinking, what I was doing. Why? Because you Ghaffaru Zunub, you want to forgive us. And that is one of the poems we read in our zikr. E Khuda, E Banda, Ra Ruswa Makun. Said, oh Allah, don't disgrace your servant. You know my ins and outs. So we beg Allah Ta'ala out of His fazl and karam to make us out of Ahl Taqwa and don't disgrace us tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah. Raise us amongst His lovers, our Shaykh in the Mashayikh.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسول الكريم أما بعد. The next chapter, روح number 20, Nikah and Progeny. Islam lays great stress on marriage. The actual order, if there are no impediments and no expediencies, is for man to get married. Hazrat Ibn Abi Najih رضي الله عنه narrated Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, the man who has no wife is the most dependent. People asked, even if he has much wealth? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, even if he has much wealth. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam added, the woman who has no husband is most dependent. People said, even if she has much wealth. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, even if she has much wealth. The object of wealth is to attain peace and comfort. These states of tranquility are not attainable by unmarried people. Furthermore, there are great worldly as well as spiritual advantages in nikah. In this regard, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu narrates, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O youngsters, whoever amongst you has the ability to discharge the responsibilities of a family life, that is, fulfill the rights of the wife, should get married, because nikah guards the eyes and prevents from immorality. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha narrated that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, marry women, for they will bring for you wealth. If both husband and wife are intelligent, there will be barakah in the income of the husband. The husband will endeavor to earn more because of his added responsibility, while the intelligent wife will not squander the wealth, but will economize and conduct the house budget in a way in which the husband is not able to do so. This family, as well as a result of this attitude of marriage partners, become prosperous and will have comfort and peace. And this is the purpose of wealth. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates, someone asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is the best woman? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, the woman whose husband becomes happy when he looks at her, who obeys his orders, who does not oppose her husband with either her person or wealth. Thus obedience and service to the husband elevates the wife to a noble status. In the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, such a woman is the best. It is an act of great thawab and much significance for a woman to tend to the affairs of her house. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam exhorted women to do the housework themselves. Once Hazrat Fatima radiallahu anha requested Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for a servant to assist her in the housework. Hazrat Fatima radiallahu anha did all housework herself. In answer to her request, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O Fatima, fear Allah, fulfill the faraiz, the compulsory duties of Allah, and do the work of your housefolk. Which woman can consider herself to be superior than Hazrat Fatima radiallahu anha? But the queen of humankind, the leader of the women of Jannah, Hazrat Fatima radiallahu anha did all housework herself. This hadith clearly establishes the significance of women doing their own housework. Hazrat Maqil ibn Yasar radiallahu anha raised that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, marry such women who are loving and produce children in abundance. Because on the day of Qiyamah, I will vie with one other ummah and be proud of your numbers. The numerical superiority of the ummah will be a great source of great pleasure for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of Qiyamah. Abundance of children is thus a great ni'mat and has many advantages both in the worldly life and in the year after. After the parents' demise, obedient children continuously engage in dua and acts of thawab on behalf of the deceased parents. Children who have received a thorough dini upbringing and Islamic guidance will perpetuate piety and virtue in the future generations. Children who passed away in infancy will be a great aid for their parents in the year after. Through the intercession of such children, the parents will obtain forgiveness and be saved from the calamities of the punishment of Jahannam. Pious children who have attained adulthood, too, will be intercessors on behalf of their parents in the hereafter. The greatest benefit in abundance of progeny is the increase in the numbers and strength of the ummah in this world and the pleasure of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the hereafter. On the other hand, abstention from marriage is to be deprived of all of these noble benefits. Therefore, it is evil to refrain from marriage if there is no valid reason. Reprimanding a wealthy unmarried sahabi, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O Uqaf, while you remain unmarried, you are like a brother to Shaitan. If we had been amongst the Nasara, we would have become a monk. Our way is nikah. The worst amongst you are the unmarried. The most effective weapon which Shaitan employs against pious men is women. However, those who are married are safe from immorality. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal.